This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Today, another contribution from David Creer. Today, about the chimney swift. David is a gifted, thoughtful naturalist combined with an engineer's sharp observation skills. I'm so grateful to you, Dave, for your contributions to this program. I know both Dave and I are very grateful to the people of the Vernon County Historical Museum for making sure that their chimney was preserved and protected for the sake of these swifts. Here's Dave's essay. Almost any day I walk through downtown Viroqua, between May and September, I hear the chittering of birds flying around overhead. When I look up, I see birds in small groups, diving around and often doing a little formation flying, chittering away at each other. Sometimes people will ask me why there are bats flying around Viroqua in the middle of the day, but they're not bats. They're chimney swifts. They do look a lot like bats, though, short cigar-shaped bodies with almost no tail and wide wings that flap very rapidly, so quickly that they look like a bat. I've enjoyed bird watching for many years, and I'd notice that in the evening, the swifts would congregate and fly into the large chimney on the front of the Vernon County Historical Society Museum. Friends would tell me they often have a summertime ritual of going at sunset over to the Dairy Queen across the street, getting some ice cream, and sitting outside watching the chimney and counting the birds as they come in to roost. What's not to like? Ice cream, a summer evening, and watching birds. One evening I set up a camera with a spotting scope across from the Historical Society Museum and took video of the birds returning to roost, and it was amazing to watch, especially in slow motion. They dive head first to the top of the open chimney, and at the very last moment they pop their wings out almost like a parachute and flip upright, slowing dramatically in the last few feet and fluttering downwards into the chimney. All of this is coordinated somehow with the dozens of other birds doing the same thing, and I've never seen any of them run into each other. The chimney was for the coal-fired boilers that used to heat the large Normal School, which is now the Historical Society. A couple of years ago, it was in need of some repair, and as is often the case with chimney repairs, closing it up was a possibility, but that would mean the swifts would be without their summer home. Just about then, I saw a posting on a birding Facebook page that the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group, a small group of volunteers interested in helping swifts, had a program to help fund chimney repairs if you would allow the swifts to remain. I reached out to them, and with the blessing of the Historical Society Board, applied to the program. They had many applicants, and we were so fortunate to be selected for the program. It turned out that funding came from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Partners Program. The program would pay for half of the repairs, and the Society had to commit to the chimney being available for the swifts for at least 10 years. For the Fish and Wildlife Service, this program was really outside the box. Almost all of their funding is used for conservation improvements on the rural landscape, on a farm or forest or prairie, not on a city chimney. Thank goodness they were open to something different, though, because it was crucial to helping us with the chimney work and helping the swifts. The Historical Society had to raise half the cost of the project, which it did with cookouts and donations. It was very heartening to see local birders, the Coulee Region Audubon Society, history fans, and Walmart join in and help us meet our fundraising objectives. The work was done in the spring of 2021 before the swifts came back from their winter ground in the upper Amazon basin of South America. So the chimney repair work was done by the time they arrived in their spring migration. Hundreds of chimney swifts use the chimney for roosting during the summer. Reported sightings of swifts around the museum go back to the 1970s. Over the last 50 years, swifts have declined about 70%, with a 90% decrease in Canada, believed to be caused by habitat loss and insect declines. Only grassland birds are experiencing a faster decline. Swifts eat huge amounts of insects each day. Amazingly, they fly all day with no time to stop or rest. They eat and drink while flying and break small twigs off of the tops of trees to make nests, all without ever landing. Their feet are uniquely arranged so that they can't perch like other birds. They can only cling to their roost inside of chimneys face up. Sometimes the temperature inside a chimney with hundreds of swifts can be up to 70 degrees warmer than the surrounding air. When we see a large colony using the chimney at the Historical Society, these are birds that aren't in the breeding phase. When swifts breed, they use small chimneys with only one pair of birds raising a brood in a chimney. Sometimes there is a helper bird, which may be a younger bird from last year's brood, but only those few birds are actually breeding and raising young. I've noticed several smaller chimneys around town that have just a pair of swifts using them, a great sign that there's breeding birds there, too. In July of 2022, the Historical Society had a swift night out at the museum. We had a bird expert lined up to come in and talk about swifts, and folks would gather to watch the birds come into the chimney for the evening. Since we had never had such an event before, we had pretty low expectations for attendance, expecting optimistically maybe 30 or so people. It was an astounding night, with over 100 people showing up. People just kept coming and coming with lawn chairs and binoculars. People out walking their dogs and kids riding by on bicycles all stopped to ask what we were doing, and many stayed. As dusk came and the light slowly drained from the sky, the swifts started to come towards the chimney in ones and twos, circling around and around and around. The number of birds continued to grow, and a bird or two would occasionally dive towards the top of the chimney, veering away at the last instant. As more and more birds flew in a cyclone overhead, the crowd would slowly exclaim as several birds would dive in together. Eventually, we could see 5, 10, 15, or more, all careening towards the top of the chimney and finally going in, and the crowd oohed and aahed, just like watching fireworks. It was amazing to see and hear the delight from the people watching. That night, in a 10-minute burst, over 150 birds flew into the chimney to roost for the night. It was a really heartwarming event. A 90-year-old who has lived here her whole life said she was amazed to see the sight and had no idea that was happening every night in her own town. Later in the summer, I went down to see the birds come out in the morning. I was expecting a reverse of the night entrance, where birds would slowly, then in more volume, come streaming out of the chimney, soaring into the sky. In fact, it was more like bubbling out of the top, a cup overfilled with soda, overflowing the edges. The birds would tumble off the chimney top, falling downward for several feet before getting enough speed to fly, coming off all sides of the chimney. It was short, also, only 7 or 8 minutes for the 150-plus birds to leave for the day. From late April to mid-September on most evenings, about 20 minutes before sunset or 20 minutes before sunrise, the parking lot to the west of the museum is an excellent spot to see hundreds of chimney swifts flying into the chimney to roost for the evening or heading out for the day. Stop by and enjoy the spectacle for yourself. If you've got chimney swifts, they will be using your chimney during the summer when you're not making fires. Close your damper and feel free to use your fireplace all winter. If you need to make repairs to your brick chimney, try to get them done before late April or after mid-September when the swifts are gone for the year, and don't cap off your chimney. More information can be found at the Vernon County Historical Society website, which is easy to remember, vernoncountyhistory.org, and the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group's website, wiswifts.org, wiswifts.org. And that's Dave's essay on the chimney swifts. It's a great time of year to take his advice and go over and see them. Or if you know of a place in the town you live in, or a house nearby, enjoy the spectacle. I remember going to the Boscobel movie theater, and there was a large chimney that's since been taken down. But we used to love to see the tornado of chimney swifts that were using that chimney. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.